And now, with a look at some of the other stories that have been making scientific headlines this week, here's Meera Senthilingam with our Naked Scientist newsflash.
The first delivery of cargo to the International Space Station by a private company was successfully launched this week by the California-based SpaceX. Their Falcon 9 rocket took off from NASA's Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida on Tuesday, the 22nd of May, carrying the Dragon capsule containing supplies of meal packets, a laptop, clothes, and some student experiments, with Dragon rendezvousing with the space station on Friday. The successful return of the capsule back to Earth once it undocks at the end of the month will lead to an official contract for the company to fly 12 cargo missions to the space station in the future. NASA's Charles Bolden comments.
The significance of this day cannot be overstated. A private company has launched a spacecraft to the International Space Station. We're now back on the brink of a new future. A future that embraces the innovation the private sector brings to the table. And a future that opens up the skies to endless possibilities. Congratulations to the SpaceX and NASA teams, and Godspeed, Dragon.
British adventurer Ben Fogle announced plans this week to take to the Atlantic to swim over 3,000 miles from North America to Cornwall in summer 2013. As part of the expedition, Fogle will become a human research vessel, carrying microsensors on his body to monitor marine temperatures, dissolved gases and algae in the thin surface layer of the ocean as he swims, providing researchers at the National Oceanography Centre in Southampton with a greater insight into the air-sea interface and the general state of the ocean.
There's all sorts of exciting possibilities to use technology, use me. I'm going to be out there doing this ridiculous challenge that's going to be hard enough anyway. And the more useful it can be to people, the more of a drive it will be for me to keep on going. To date, everyone has felt that our oceans are unpollutable. Well, that's not true. The net results of all that pollution and the overfishing, it's a cyclical effect that will have catastrophic effects in the long term. And I think the more people that can just raise awareness of what we're doing, the better it will be for all of us.
Urban gardens designed to prevent allergy flare-ups in hay fever sufferers have been displayed at the Chelsea Flower Show in London this week. The exhibit, hosted by the Royal College of Pathologists, displayed two rooftop gardens, similar in appearance, but with one containing wind-pollinating plants such as lavender and ferns that trigger hay fever, and the other sterilised or insect-pollinating plants such as hydrangeas or Japanese maple, which don't spread pollen through the air. The exhibit aimed to raise awareness of allergies such as hay fever, which affects 20 to 30% of the UK population, as gardens in densely populated and urban environments become more popular. Peter Furness is the college's former president.
Greening the urban environment is fantastic, but if you're going to do that, it's probably a good idea to be aware of the consequences you could have on the health of all the people living nearby, and respiratory allergies are a growing problem. You can have a beautiful garden with or without respiratory allergies, depending on whether that's a problem for you. There's quite a few people producing vertical green walls. It seems to be quite fashionable. And we've had them coming around saying, we need to think about this. We're putting these green walls with plants really in your face in an urban environment, and they need to realise it might be a problem.
And finally, the largest model of diamond in the world is being built by scientists at the University of Kiel in celebration of the Queen's Jubilee. Standing at 2 metres in height and 1.8 metres in width, the octahedral structure uses 35,990 transparent balls representing the carbon atoms that make up diamond, held together by over 70,000 sticks acting as the covalent bonds between them. The model will be unveiled just in time for the Jubilee in the central marketplace of the town of Uttoxeter in the UK. Graham Jones is leading the project.
So we're going to build the largest model of diamond in the world, and we wanted to get a Guinness World Record. And that's forced us to go to this humongous size. So we've been working with lots of schools around the local area, local people in the town centre, putting the model together. It should hopefully be unveiled on the 2nd of June.
So be sure to look out for the diamond if you pass through the town of Uttoxeter during the Jubilee weekend.
That was Meera Senthilingam with our Naked Scientist newsflash. Transcripts and references for all of our news this week can be found on our website at thenakedscientist.com/news. And if you can't make it to Utoxeter, you'll be able to see pictures online after its unveiling at facebook.com/UtoxeterJubileeDiamond. That's all one word.
And if you can't spell Utoxeter, it's UTTOXETER.